The Productivity Commission is calling on people and organisations around the nation to get involved in the mammoth task of better evaluating how government policies are impacting Indigenous Australians. Its Indigenous Commissioner has been travelling around the country gathering feedback that will help form an issues paper being released next week. That will only be the first step of a long process, though, as David Sparks reports.
The Productivity Commission's Special Indigenous Commissioner, Romley Mokak, who is a Jugun and Nauru man, has had a busy 8 weeks touring the country as part of a wide consultation process.
I've been to, Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Canberra. I'm up in Darwin this week, off to Hobart Monday morning, then to the west, up to the Kimberley, Torres Strait in July. So this is just at the early stages of the work.
The government has asked the Commission to come up with a new framework that can be used to evaluate individual policies and programs to figure out whether they're working as they should be.
I think there's widespread agreement that efforts around evaluation could be a lot stronger.
Many in the Indigenous community agree a new method is needed to evaluate whether government initiatives are achieving what they're designed to. Josie Crawshaw is from the Gurundji people in the Northern Territory and was a co-chair of the Uluru Statement Working Group.
If they are to really look into the Indigenous Advancement Strategy under the Stronger Futures legislation policy, the fact that no one can work out where the money's gone, you know, if it's $5 billion... where is this money? It certainly hasn't reached the ground.
The Commission is due to release an issues paper next week, and it will then call for formal submissions. The draft report is due in February. The Commission's call for community participation comes 12 years after one of the most contentious pieces of Indigenous policy in recent memory, the Northern Territory intervention. Yesterday, a group of Indigenous activists and other prominent figures signed a letter calling for that policy to be scrapped. Josie Crawshaw supports their stance.
I have watched this last 12 years has been the most despairing and disempowering, but more so the fact that our people are not just on their knees, they are dying.
Another signatory calling for an end to the Northern Territory intervention is former Chief Justice of the Family Court, Alastair Nicholson.
It was based on what proved to be a myth in relation to the issue of sexual abuse, gangs and the like. Starting with sending the troops in was appalling. But the alcohol bans, most of which proved to be quite ineffective, and the income management, which is spread further, I think is again a complete negates the whole concept of social services and the provision of money to people in need.
Former Chief Justice of the Family Court, Alastair Nicholson, that report by David Sparks, and the Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, provided a written response regarding the Northern Territory intervention. He says he appreciates the input from the group behind the signed letter and promises he will respond in due course.